He's on about Glenn. Ah, and they say, now what we need is a voice cutting through all of this. Glenn, what do you want to add to this? Because I love this, but I've no idea what I'm talking about.
Hello, Dan.
Yes, Glenn.
Hello. Well, one of the tests of dimensionality
yeah.
is to remove, if we accept that, for a start, we live in a four-dimensional world.
Why?
Because if you use this test, if you remove one of the dimensions,
yeah.
the object or space or whatever ceases to exist.
Okay.
So the fourth dimension being time.
Right.
As you say, when you plop into the world, you know, you have a volume, you are there, you pop out.
Right.
You are also existing in time. There is a time that, you know, you are there. You remove one of those...
Yeah, but surely even the line exists in time.
No, because all the lines and the two-dimensional objects you're quoting do still have a thickness. So the photograph, there is a thickness to it. There is a
yeah, oh, well, I've got it here. Johnny and Camden have rung in and said, an image is one-dimensional, but the fact it's on paper makes it two-dimensional, surely?
No, it's three-dimensional.
What did Johnny ring in the ad break for and say, oh, yeah, when we were talking about locked in, locked out, we've got a call from Johnny as well, who said, what, the bulk of our mail on the show, what comes from where, Alice? Her Majesty's prisons. And off it was said, oh, fellow's been locked in 23 hours, was he? 8 years now. And I'm just thinking that, all right, so it's on paper. See, that's the kind of, I need tangible stuff here. Give me tangible stuff. So then, you know, your microphone, you can go around it and it's there. But what else can there be? Or is it just nice to speculate there might be other stuff?
The thing is that we can't understand, I think time is considered the fourth dimension only colloquially. It's just because it's another unit of measure that we can understand.
We're just making it up then.
No, although it's the fourth dimension probably isn't time, it's probably another dimension which hasn't got a name. I know that some of you...
Well, I hate to do this much more, I know, I'm sure we're all totally fed up, but I'm sorry, folks. There it goes, nearly again next week, and Dan chases that old concept up and around the neighborhood, past the pesky farmer, right into the chicken coop. I'm saying, Glenn,
yeah.
give me things, say, Dan, look, one dimension is this, right? It's a line, but a line, what's a line?
Because it has no perspective. When something has, it looks three-dimensional, then that's two-dimensional, okay? But when something
is
just totally
flat... you mean a line like that, right? You mean a line?
Yeah, or even a spot, because that is a line. All right, anything. No, a spot is a line. A spot is a line. Yeah,
go on.
No, I mean, if you're talking about a line as a physical line, like a yeah. pencil line,
yes.
that has three dimensions. If you go into that, there is a thickness of graphite there. It has a length.
So what kind of line are you talking about then?
Me?
Yeah, which kind of line has no thickness, apart from Millwall's defensive line? Thank you, everybody. I'm here a week to deliver. Now, which kind of line has no thickness?
No, I'm
it's the very same question at Christmas, and a cracker. Yeah, go on.
Is that we live in we exist in a four-dimensional world.
Oh, says you.
If you remove any one of those dimensions, it ceases to exist.
All right. Let's say that baloney's been bought, right?
Right.
And by the way, here's some real baloney, right? And over here, I think there's some ersatz baloney that we're dealing with, right? Let's call it phony baloney. All right, just over here. The fifth dimension, anyone?
That's when you go to Amsterdam, because you need some space.
That's a
bit of extra.
I know these are ways, and it's very easy for me to sit here and pop. I desperately want to understand this, but fifth dimension? Six?
Mm. Keep going.
Anyone seven? Anyone for the eighth? Any cars, mobile, new crossroad? Why is there 11 then?
I don't know, and that's what I'd like to know. I mean, I'd like to understand that. I'd like a nuclear physicist to come on and tell me exactly what the other dimensions are and how, therefore, they can know there are 11.
Oh, right. Okay, well,
anyone who knows will...